Hungary appears to have closed its borders to nearly all asylum seekers. It's allowing in only two each day. That's according to human rights advocates, who say the move violates international law. It's also causing panic among the thousands of asylum seekers waiting to cross from Serbia. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports from the Hungarian-Serbian border.
Things have dramatically changed on the border between Serbia and Hungary over the past 3 years. Back then, asylum seekers only had to walk through woods or cross a field to leave Serbia and enter Hungary. Other than a few sleepy border stations, it was hard to tell where one country ended and the other began. But these days, you can't miss the border, where Hungarians have erected a double fence with razor wire and video surveillance. Armed patrols appear at the first sign of any breach. The only way to get into Hungary now, if you are an asylum seeker like Shir Ali Rezai, is to put your name on a list and wait to be called. The Afghan farmer says he now fears that moment may never come. He tells me he, his wife and two sons, and some 90 other people living at a Serbian dog shelter turned refugee camp, which NPR visited, are afraid. We worry they'll close the gates forever and say, goodbye, take off. Rezai and the other asylum seekers I interview say they were informed 2 weeks ago that Hungarian immigration authorities had started allowing only a single person per day to enter each of the two transit zones. The razor wire enclosed areas, which the UN and human rights groups liken to detention centers, are the only place asylum seekers are allowed to be in Hungary until their claims are processed. Temeja Kovac, an independent Hungarian lawyer who works with asylum seekers in the transit zones, confirmed the near closure of the border.
We received many texts and many messages that the asylum seekers in Serbia are very worried about what will happen with them. Some of them were waiting there more than 1 year.
She says the transit zones are emptier than usual. But the head of the Hungarian Prime Minister's office, Janos Lazar, denied there was any new limit. He told reporters last Friday there are fewer asylum seekers entering the transit zones because fewer are showing up at the border. That claim seems unlikely, given the UN reports there are nearly 4,000 migrants and refugees in Serbia trying to get into Hungary at the moment. Critics of Hungarian refugee policy say what's likely happening is that the government of Prime Minister Viktor Orban, which has a staunch anti-migrant platform, is trying to boost its approval ratings before April's parliamentary elections. Marta Pardavi is the co-chair of the Hungarian Helsinki Committee, a prominent refugee group based in Budapest.
We have seen a gradual but very clear decline in the number of people who've been allowed to seek asylum in the Hungarian transit zones at the border. So now where we hear that there's only one person allowed in, this basically means that only unaccompanied minors or single men can get in, no families whatsoever.
That worries another Afghan asylum seeker I see walking with his 2.5-year-old daughter outside of the Serbian town of Sobotka. He asked that we not identify him or his family after a Serbian police officer harassed him for speaking to NPR. The man says he is so upset about the new limits he wants to scream. He says he doesn't know now if he, his daughter, or 12-year-old son will ever get to Frankfurt. That's where his wife applied for asylum and has been waiting for them for 2 years. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News at the Hungarian-Serbian border.